Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Well, tomorrow night, the Lions will make their first playoff appearance in over 10 years. But will it be a one and done? To talk about that, I'm joined by Dave Burkett. He's a Detroit Free Press sports writer who's covered the Lions every step of the way. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
So it doesn't look very promising, right? What kind of a game are you anticipating here?
The Saints have, you know, Drew Brees playing as well as any quarterback in the game right now. I mean, he's had seven straight 300-yard games, set the NFL record for passing this year. So he's going to be a tough one to stop. But, you know, the Lions, they hung in it the first time they played the Saints. And, you know, they've got their own quarterback who's throwing the ball around pretty well right now, Matt Stafford. So I'd expect a pretty high-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout one way or another, but you're right in saying that the Saints are going to be a tough one to crack.
I see. Although the Lions did lose when they played the Saints earlier this year, was there any clear factor as to why they lost that game?
Well, I think one thing that's going to help the Lions this week and tomorrow is that they're going to get, you know, a couple key guys back. Louis Delmas at safety didn't play that game. Chris Houston at cornerback didn't play that game, and Dominican Sue didn't play that game on the defensive line. You know, he was serving the first game of his two-game suspension for stomping on an opponent, and those are three pretty key starters that you know, mean a lot to the Lions' defense. If they're coming off a game in which they didn't defend the pass too well against a backup quarterback, still a pretty high-powered offense, but they didn't have Delmas that game either, and Delmas's presence is going to be real important in the back end of that defense for the Lions. He helps out a lot of things back there.
I didn't watch all the Lions games this year, but there were certainly some very close ones. They weren't the prettiest games. Were the Lions lucky in a lot of situations?
I mean, they did have, you know, set an NFL record with four comebacks of 13 points or more this year. So, I mean, there's an element of luck that plays into that. But, no, I mean, I think more than anything is the reason why they've turned this thing around is because they're good this year. You know, they got some talent that they didn't have in years past, and that starts with Stafford at quarterback. You know, he made it through the whole season this year, and he's just 23, but he's quickly becoming one of the better quarterbacks in the game. Not quite in that, you know, Brees, Rodgers, Tom Brady class yet, but, you know, he does this for another year, and he'll definitely be mentioned in that group. So, you know, throwing Calvin Johnson, throwing in Dominican Sue, and this is a franchise that should be competitive for years to come.
I'm talking to Dave Burkett. He's a Detroit Free Press sports writer covering the Lions. Now, Dave, you're heading down to the game yourself, I'm guessing?
Yeah, definitely. Be there tomorrow night. Blanket coverage on freak.com.
And in terms of the defense Stafford will be facing, how strong is the Saints defense?
You know, they're a little bit like the Lions in that their strength is in their offense, but, you know, that's not to say they have a bad defense by any means. I mean, I think, you know, in fact, New Orleans is kind of my pick to win the Super Bowl this year. I think they're probably the most balanced team in the league. You know, they can run the ball a little bit even though their offense is really predicated on you know, Brees' arm. And defensively, you know, they rank near the bottom of the league in passing, but I think part of that is because they've been up on so many teams and so big that other teams are forced to throw the ball. So they do enough. They've got a real good defensive coordinator that they can get after you with a number of different blitz packages, and they got a little bit of talent on that defense too. So they're a formidable opponent.
And when you look at Drew Brees and just how good of a quarterback that he is, I mean, will he basically have a fairly easy time throwing the ball against the Lions?
No, I mean, I think that's, you know, probably oversimplifying it a little bit. I mean, you know, Brees is a great talent, but, you know, the NFL just doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, the Lions are a team that gets after them, gets after quarterbacks, and, you know, I would expect them to put some pressure on Brees. I mean, that's not to say that Brees isn't going to throw for 350 yards because, you know, I can see that happening. I mean, that's the type of talent he is, and, you know, that's what happens in shootouts. But, you know, things aren't going to be easy by any means.
When you look at what happened this year, do you think the Lions there's been a permanent change, one that we'll see continuing in the next couple of years, or could this year be a bit of a fluke?
I think so. I mean, it sounds like there's still a lot of pessimism on your end, that you're not really buying into this turnaround and everything. I mean, I think the Lions are, you know, like I said, they've got some young talent, and that's something that they haven't had in a long time. You know, I it's impossible to say that they're going to go to the Super Bowl, they're going to win championships, but, you know, after a decade of misery when they didn't have a winning record for, you know, forever, I mean, I think you know, they got back to the playoffs for a reason. It wasn't a fluke. I know they won some games that were toss-ups and maybe some games that they shouldn't have, but they lost a couple games that they were into. So, you know, this is a decent ball club, and they're going to have some key offseason moves that they're going to have to make, some free agents that they're going to have to re-sign. They got four starters that the deals come up after this season. But like I said, that nucleus is young and it's under contract. And, you know, I think this is a team that'll be around for the next few seasons.
I've always wondered about the ownership because you see the team like the Patriots where the Kraft family comes in, takes over, and the whole organization shifts and becomes an incredible winning machine. Is ownership, the fact that the Ford family owns the Lions, is that a factor in how the team performs?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, maybe once upon a time, I know, you know, William Clay Ford gets a lot of flack for, you know, owning the team, not wanting to put a champion on the field. But, you know, listen, this is a salary cap era. Everybody spends the same amount of money. You know, the Lions, even back before the salary cap era, they were never afraid to go out and, you know, try to get in contention for some, you know, free agents and spend some money that way. So it's not a matter of them being frugal. You know, there's nothing like that. I think the worst thing you could say about, you know, William Clay Ford was that he trusted the wrong people for, you know, too long periods of time at some point during his ownership. But, you know, right now he's got the right people in place. Martin Mayhew has done a real good job as general manager. You know, Jim Schwartz, I know he's had his run-ins on the field with Jim Harbaugh and the like, but, you know, he seems to be having things going in the right direction in the locker room. Players really respond to him. So, you know, I think you know, for the Ford family, they're probably enjoying this run as much as anybody, too.
And the fact that the game is at the Superdome, is that going to be a factor in the game? Do you expect the Lions to have a harder time winning there?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, that's one of the toughest places to play in the NFL, and, you know, the Saints are there for a reason. I mean, they, you know, won 13 games this year, and they went 8-0 at home, and, you know, the Lions saw that firsthand when they went there last month. So, you know, there's no doubt that you know, the home field advantage will be a factor, and that plays into the Saints' favor. And so the Lions need to get off to a decent start and maybe keep Breeze off the field a little bit with, you know, some ball control offense, running the ball, giving the ball to Kevin Smith on short passes, just making sure that they don't let the Saints put a couple quick touchdowns on the board to get that crowd fired up.
And in terms of a score, what would be your guess then?
On Freak.com today we ran our predictions, and, you know, I had the Saints win 31-24, so... You know, again, I think, you know, this is a game that could even it could even be a little more high scoring than that. But I think playoffs, maybe the teams will be feeling each other out a little bit. Maybe the Lions will be able to control the tempo a little bit early. So I think the Saints are going to win. Like I said, they're my pick to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. You know, I've been saying that since August, and I'm not ready to back down from that yet. So end of the day, I think they just got too much, and being at home are a little too good for the Lions.
I see. You're saying essentially it would take some real major turnovers and some mistakes on the Saints' part to probably lose this one.
I mean, 7 points is a touchdown, so, you know, that's not – I don't know that you need some major mistakes. You know, obviously winning the turnover battle will help, and, you know, I think the Lions, you know, want to do that definitely. I don't think – You know, the Lions don't need a perfect game to win necessarily, but they need to play a really good game. You know, I mean, if the Saints are off and the Lions can, you know, can affect that, then, you know, this is a ball game that they should be in. You know, the Saints are a better team. There's no doubt about that. I'm picking them to win, but, you know, crazier things have happened than the Lions winning.
Well, certainly all of Detroit and Michigan will be watching tomorrow night as the Lions play the Saints in New Orleans. Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press sports writer. Dave, thank you very much for joining me.
No problem. We'll do it again.
Excellent. We will be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.